Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, folks. It is nasty outside, so let's be careful. Let's slow it down. Let's be aware of what's going on so we can get from point A to point B without getting into an accident, because you don't want to mess up your holiday season. We're getting into the festivities now. We're very excited. And we are broadcasting live from the Pronto Train Center for the JEDCO Annual Luncheon. It is sold out, folks. Just over 500 attendees that will be here today talking about today's economy, what's going on in Jefferson Parish, what's going on throughout the region, and we're very excited to have developed this partnership with JEDCO to be able to talk about the successes that they're having on so many different fronts that is so critical to our area and making sure that we have an appropriate balance of folks that are here, making sure that our out-migration is less than our in-migration, that the economic levels of our families that live in the parish here are improving each and every day by creating new opportunities. And that's what we're going to be talking about a lot today, is about new opportunities. And for those of you living in Jefferson and those of you living in the parishes in the region, I think you'll be proud to hear of what has been accomplished so far. A little housekeeping first. We're going to be on December 11th, out at H2O, 411 Metairie Road, Toys for Tots. We do that every year. We want to beat last year's record, which was huge. We had folks pulling up in vans, dropping off toys. Really touched my heart. I mean, it was just absolutely unbelievable. Folks had such a great time, and we are really looking forward to that. And I wanted to thank also yesterday the Manning Family Children Organization, Light Up the Season, Radiothon that we're participating in. Yesterday was the first day. Today, B97's out there. Tomorrow, more of the Odyssey team will be out there. You can still give 888-780-8811, or you text NOLA KIDS to 34984. One of the proudest days of the year for me to see all of the incredible things that Manning's Children's Hospital is actually doing. It's incredible, from burn units to cutting-edge treatment for sickle cell anemia, for AIDS, for so many different diseases, all of that they have to offer, all of the support services. Each patient that we talk about being part of a family. And that's what our relationship with JEDCO has felt like since we've been talking back and forth with Jerry Bologna, the JEDCO president and CEO of JEDCO. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Congratulations on a great event yesterday. We were talking a little bit about the success of that at Manning Children's, and keep up the good work there.
Yeah, we were very excited. Those folks are just so good, and they're true believers in what they do, and it's exciting to see people that are 100% players, top to bottom, you know, involved in what they do and so believe in their mission.
Yeah, I've had firsthand experience over there and what they do for children and the way they support the families and those children. It's just amazing.
No, absolutely. Well, congratulations to you. A sellout crowd, the biggest crowd you've ever had, the biggest you know, place that you've ever used before. Here we are in the Pontchartrain Center, and it looks like it's off to a... Because the off-the-bottom oysters just arrived.
See, I knew there was a way to get you to do another remote. No, it's, you know, we actually, this event has grown every year. It's become a highly anticipated event each year, and that caused us to move to this bigger venue, and we've sold out. We sold out a while back, and we're excited to celebrate all the wins that we've experienced throughout the year. Many of them we've been on your show to celebrate throughout the year, but it's always great at the end of the year to take a step back and look at those successes, celebrate them, and let the public know about them.
You know, Jerry, I say this oftentimes, there's not like a home run that can be hit. I mean, this is going to be a collection of singles, doubles, triples. You know, some projects going to be larger than others. Some are going to have more of an impact in some ways, different than others. There's nuances to each individual's single deal, but each one building on the other.
There's no doubt. There is no silver bullet for economic development. Even large-scale projects like the Amazon headquarters, those come with problems too. But
yeah, we get stuff too quick.
Right, right. But no, it's not just working with the businesses. It's helping improve the education system. It's helping to develop the workforce. It's keeping the region strong. There are so many aspects that go into economic development, and it's just an all of the above approach. It takes not just our team at JEDCO, it's our partners at GNO Inc. and at the State Department of Economic Development, and locally here, our partners at the Chamber and the school board, everybody. It just takes everybody to improve the ecosystem and the landscape, and meanwhile we just try to keep hitting those singles and doubles.
And I love that every time that I talk to you, you recognize both the state players and the players in the city of New Orleans, because the collaboration is huge, because what may not fit there may fit here and vice versa, and the goal really is to put them in the region, right?
Absolutely, and that's something that we really want to make sure the public understands, is we don't operate in a vacuum here in Jefferson Parish. We recognize the strengths and the weaknesses in the city. They recognize our strengths and weaknesses, but it requires that symbiotic relationship for us to all be successful. I think New Orleans and Company, for example, they're going to be releasing their new strategic plan, a regional strategic plan, in the next week or so, and we actually had input into that plan.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we brought in regional players for the development of our local economic development strategic plan, because it takes all of us.
So we're about to approach the end of 2025. So let's look back, and what kind of sticks out for you in 2025?
What sticks out for me was just the breadth of the projects that we handled this year. Oftentimes people mistake JEDCO and think we only assist the major companies. Sometimes the major companies think we're only working with small business. But when I look back at 2025, I mean, we worked with everyone from Anoshner and Latrim, the largest, you know, manufacturers in the parish, to the single oyster farmer down in Grand Isle.
Yep.
So we're impacting businesses at every level in a parish like Jefferson, where we are a community of small businesses. The majority of our businesses are 5 employees or less. We have to touch every one of them, and that's what really sticks out to me. And then, you know, we were joking in the office this week, because we look back at our annual report about 10 years ago, 12 years ago. We had one major event groundbreaking that we celebrated that year. This year we had 13, and those aren't just ribbon cuttings that we're celebrating. those were 13 projects where JEDCO had a hand in getting that off the ground. And so we're doing that with not much larger staff than we had 10, 12 years ago. So I'm incredibly proud of the team here and the workload that they carry.
And what I like, you know, these initiatives, whether they're big, medium size, small, I find that y'all have been able to lure opportunities here where people are growing their enterprise. It's not static. In fact, it's incredibly dynamic. And it may not grow within this parish. It may grow on the North Shore or it may grow in another region, but in Louisiana nonetheless.
That is correct. And we firmly believe, like all economic development, it starts with the retention of our existing companies because that's the greatest indicator of future success. Companies like Amazon, the new same-day delivery center that they opened this year, that was a direct result of their experience working with us previously and knowing that when they're working in Jefferson Parish, they get what they are promised. We're going to deliver what we tell them we're going to deliver. It was a smooth process, so they were like, we're gonna invest more heavily in Jefferson. Companies like Latrim, who have operations all over the world, but we retain their headquarters because we work closely with them. We support them from workforce to tax incentives across the board. And that's just the way we do it. We put that emphasis on business retention, and then the business traction takes care of itself.
I think my street, we're going to put in for a JEDCO award next year for the highest utilization of Amazon.
Well, you'll have to compete with my house.
Processing center in Jefferson Parish.
Yeah, it is.
We had them bumping into one another the other day.
The same-day delivery center is a little scary when it shows up on your doorstep between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Yeah. But you know, when you think about it, is we're really becoming very spoiled in a way, right? Because you can order it at 3 o'clock this afternoon, you're going to have it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's a totally different paradigm of shopping. But you know, it's interesting. I think the reports coming out of Lakeside were that they had an incredibly successful Black Friday, and they've been busy. So people are still getting out there supporting our local retailers. That's what we want them to do. But we've been working with Amazon to have them carry more of our local retailers and getting into their supply chain. So that's been a great partnership as well.
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful. You mentioned the five-year strategic plan. It's called Jefferson Edge 2030. Let's talk about that.
So the Jefferson Edge has really been the key that has kept the train on the tracks for 25 years now. That started back in 2000 when we released our first five-year plan. We've updated it every 5 years since. You were even part of that in 2005 after Hurricane Katrina, where we updated that plan and decided to focus on just quality of life issues in the region. But we update that every 5 years, and 2025 was one of those years. So we've updated that 30, and that gives us that roadmap of what are the industries we're going to focus on, what are the types of things that we have to push on
let's talk a little bit about some of those at a granular level, so the public has an idea of what we're talking about.
So yeah, we talk about really six pillars that we're going to focus on in these 5 years. And we focused on these things in the past, but we're going to put an extra emphasis on the industry ecosystem development. So that's really strengthening those clusters where we have the best ability to export our goods. That's food and beverage. That's energy. That's our healthcare infrastructure, our manufacturing that takes place here. We're going to support that industry ecosystem. Talent attraction, retention, and development, it all starts there. If we can't produce a qualified and trained workforce, these companies will not be successful. They'll move elsewhere.
So you guys are, I know y'all spent a lot of time marrying up with and coordinating with the educational institutions, which we, you know, thankfully we have quite a few. So there are a lot of opportunities.
We have quite a few, and I will give them all credit. They've become much more entrepreneurial in their approach to the delivery of education. And it's a perfect example of how we have to work this on many levels. So JEDCO, for example, is doing everything from getting in the public school system to introduce school-age children to careers in advanced manufacturing and robotics, to working with our colleges and universities to develop curriculums that, that are tailor-made to what our employers require. So that is just of critical import. Place-based development, you know, taking our underutilized assets, things like the Esplanade Mall or other buildings, and getting them back into commerce, certainly working on things like that. And then just business climate improvements. You know, we're streamlining our permitting process in Jefferson Parish. We need to really work on insurance challenges. We've made a lot of progress. We're really hitting that hard, but there's still a long way to go in improving that that landscape as well.
What I like is y'all's level of persistence, because it's not like you show up and then you disappear and then you show up and you disappear. You're there grinding away at it every day.
You can't stop. You can't stop, and it takes everyone in the parish rowing in the same direction. Our parish council has been helping us in this. The administration, parish president Cynthia Lee Shang, has been adamant, you know, on trying to improve some of these processes. And we're able to leverage our relationships in the business community to get influential business owners to the table and get them to put their weight behind some of these efforts too. But you're right, it requires persistence. You can't stop.
And those were the all of the
regional positioning, just continuing to position this region to attract and retain business. And that's where our partnerships with the, you know, our regional partners at GNO Inc. And LED and others to keep this region front of mind. New Orleans is a brand, and it is a way to attract companies, but we realize that a business may want to locate in New Orleans and the people may want to live in Jefferson or vice versa. And we actually have a really strong standalone economy in Jefferson. We have more people, we probably have 20,000 people a day net in migration for jobs here. So we're not the bedroom community we once, you know, once were perceived as.
At one time, and in not too distant past, we were the largest economic generator in the state of Louisiana. Where does that fall now?
I think that still stands
true. That still stands true?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of...
I know that EBR was touch and go with us.
Tax revenue generation, you know, we're the strongest economy in the state.
Yeah, and that's kind of interesting, too, when you think about this label that, you know, that Jefferson was the bedroom community, right?
I mean, when you look at Jefferson, we're the strongest economy. We're the most diverse demographically. Our school system is the largest and most diverse. So, you know, it's not the way we grew up when it was a pretty homogenous community, and it is a big economy. And the fact that we stand alone, we want the city, we want to partner with them because that gives us that bigger voice. But we have to appreciate what we have here in Jefferson.
Jerry, you interact with a lot of CEOs, executives from, you know, regional companies, national companies, international companies. What is the thing that you find the most interesting about their observations about Jefferson Parish?
You know, I always find it most interesting that they share none of the perceptions that us locals have.
Really?
I'm talking East Bank, West Bank, right. You know, for example, that's like crossing the Great Divide to us here, to some people.
Still some people in the West Bank that have never been to the East Bank and vice versa.
When we talk to folks from out of town that are considering moving a business here, they want to be on the West Bank. They don't have any perception. The land is the right price. They have a strong workforce, things like that. They just don't appreciate any of the preconceived notions that locals have. That's always interesting. But I think, you know, folks find from outside that we have a strong, capable workforce. They don't know until they get here the strength of like our legacy oil and gas industry and mm-hmm. the skill set that so many of those people in shipbuilding and electricians and pipe fitters and all that just technical workforce has, And when they get here on the ground, they really appreciate that, and we're able to deliver a strong, capable workforce.
Well, we know that you're going to be busy today, and we thank you for sitting down with us this morning and sharing the successes and the accomplishments of 2025. And I'm sure that the agenda for 2026 is chock full of things.
Just as ambitious.
Just as ambitious, and we'll be working out there on that as well. I think the next thing up for you in the seafood area is stone crabs. I had some Louisiana stone crabs the other day. They were phenomenal, by the way.
2026, the year of the stone crab.
There you go. But nonetheless, congratulations to you and your team, and obviously your willingness to work with so many people in the region and to bring things forward for all of us. And I love when I see that cooperation going back and forth, you know, and it's just a wonderful thing because it's in the best interest of everyone here.
All right, Newell, thanks for having me. Oysters on me today.
There you go. Thank you, sir. All righty, folks. That's Jerry Bologna, JEDCO President and CEO, and we are at the Pontchartrain Center for the JEDCO Annual Luncheon. We've got a great lineup coming up for you today, and when we come back, we're going to be speaking with Nick Maldanner. He is with Renegade, the Chief Operating Officer there. They are one of JEDCO's biggest projects of the year, a partnership that was started there. And we'll talk about all that they've been doing here in Jefferson Parish. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
office. Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the annual luncheon of JEDCO at the Pontchartrain Center, talking about economic development, talking about a number of forward-leaning organizations that are just doing incredible things, giving back to their community in so many different ways. And one of the ways that I always like to brag about is the company's individual success, because their success is success for the parish that they're located in. Their success is success for the economic region that they're located in. A lot of folks don't tend to look at things that way. I do, because as the former tax collector, I understood how many dollars flip over in a microeconomy that's generated here. And when you start connecting those dots, you fast recognize, or quickly recognize, the importance of that medium to large size companies that we have here that are growing and expanding. And we're joined by Nick Muldanner. Yeah, thank you. Renegade, Chief Operating Officer. Renegade's one of those companies that fits what I just described. So, Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And congratulations. As you sat down, I said to you, y'all been busy this year. And you said, we've been busy for 10 years. So that's a good thing.
It has, yes. We were a startup in 2013, and it's been a busy decade.
So, Nick, you guys formed a partnership with JEDCO and started looking at things and assessing opportunities and doing some things here in Jefferson Parish. Talk to us about that.
Well, we were at a point where we were really looking to consolidate a lot of what we had going on. We were growing and diversifying and bringing on different services, and we were scattered throughout the city, and so we were looking for an opportunity to consolidate in one place, and saw an opportunity here in Jefferson Parish, started talking to Jerry and team at JEDCO and the parish and LED, and ultimately they were great partners, saw the vision the way we did. Our goal really was to be a regional workforce development driver, and also up our manufacturing facility and try to have all this housed in one place. And so we found the spot on LNA Road in Metairie, and then Jerry and the team got behind us and really made it happen.
And y'all grew fast, and you had several locations in the city. I think one in the warehouse district, if my memory serves me correct.
That's right.
Another one along the river somewhere,
That's right.
And I guess that kind of being disjointed and, not being able to access and create the synergy within the company was kind of the driving force to find something where you could co-locate everyone together.
That's right. So we kind of had office management in one place. We had fabrication in another. Our equipment was located at a different site. And so, and then we were adding new services. And so as these things were happening, we were really seeing an opportunity to, consolidate and get the power of all those things being in one campus. And, again, we shared that vision with JEDCO and the parish, and they really got behind us and moved at the speed that we were moving, because this was a big strategic decision for us early last year. And like I said, the partnership was great. They really aligned quickly with that vision of the regional workforce development and the manufacturing facility we wanted to build in addition to all of our other services. And, they helped with the pilot and the local incentives. LED got added the Fast Start and the other performance-based grants that it took to make this deal happen.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You guys are off and running on kind of a unique new horizon, referenced as off-site manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess a lot of people in my age group, maybe your age group, would think about it as maybe prefab, right?
That's right.
But it's a lot more sophisticated and a lot more complicated today, and a lot more exact. And the materials that are used are a lot more cutting edge today than they ever were.
Yes, and the process of bringing the offsite manufacturing together is complex. And so it starts with designing for manufacturing. And so we've spent a lot of time and energy developing the team and the systems to be able to work with our local design partners on projects and design them in a way that they're ready and prepared to go through a manufacturing process. And then there's obviously the manufacturing, the facility itself, and then the field execution and assembly at the site.
And I have to imagine that you probably never thought in this industry, as you were going through school and thinking about entering this industry, that you're going to see the breadth and depth of technology be, you know, embraced and adapted in this. I mean, everybody knows that it was something was going to happen at some point, but it happened pretty quick, right?
It happened quick, and it's still happening, just like it is in all industries with
AI
and exactly. And but the interesting thing about construction is that it's still antiquated. It's still kind of stuck in the old way in a lot of ways. And so while you've seen other industries like the auto industry and others go through the manufacturing transition, construction is more complex because the way the deals come together, there's so many different influences, and it's really decentralized in a lot of different ways. And so our whole goal is to try to find a system and processes that streamline that and bring the vision of, you know, the benefits of prefabrication to life through the work that we do.
And so for the benefit of the listening audience, where the ultimate, I mean, there's a lot of savings, right? There's a lot of time savings. You're not as influenced by weather when you can, you know. So it's like today, you'd get very little done on a job site.
That's exactly right.
But in the manufacturing atmosphere, you can get a lot done.
That's right. So the controlled environment's a big piece of it,
right?
You're not dealing with the elements. It's easier on the craftsman, you know. So you think about the vertical work, yeah, where you're working on scaffolding and lifts, and you know you're 70 plus feet in the air putting these assemblies together.
So big improvement in safety, then.
100%. The safety may be the biggest influence. There's an efficiency in the workflow on the shop floor. The quality is exceptionally better. And then ultimately, the speed in the field is better because of the erection process and the speed that the pre-assembled pieces come together in the field.
Yeah, because all of that is figured out in the design phase, right?
That's correct. And that's kind of the whole secret to the deal, is that it has to be designed appropriately, which takes a lot of technology and a lot of sophisticated team to design for manufacturing, and then having the assembly process and execution process behind that.
So you utilize this, and correct me if I'm wrong, in a recent project, the State Harvey Office?
We actually, the State Harvey Office is one that we were recently awarded,
right,
with the state. The headquarters in Jefferson Parish on LNA Road was prefab.
Prefab.
We then, out of the Metairie assembly facility that just opened this year, we delivered a 75,000 square foot office in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, wow.
And so we actually took the show
fabricated
on the road,
here.
Fabricated
and
here in
shipped
Metairie,
it there.
Shipped a couple states over. And so the building went vertical and dry. The whole structure and skin was built here in New Orleans, shipped and erected there in about 60 days. So we went from.
Wait, what? 60 days?
60 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we went from kind of the foundation up and dry in 60 days on 75,000 feet. And so it was a big accomplishment for us and the innovation and everything we're trying to accomplish. And so we leveraged the experience and the win of our headquarter build.
What's that, about 60% of what it would normally have taken?
It's at least 35 on the speed. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It's a significant improvement in speed. But like
and
I said.
And that would have been if the weather was all right, but I mean,
correct.
You know, that's why I kind of thought it might have been around there, but with the weather, you never know.
Right,
you know?
That's right. So big win, and we ultimately leveraged those projects and the details of how those found the success that they did in the pursuit of this project with the state that is now going to go into pre-construction. So it's a 115,000 square foot office building that's going to be built. And so we're going to run it through the same process.
Same process. And so you guys now are actively in four different states. Is that correct?
We are. So headquartered in Metairie. We have about 275 people working out of the Metairie office. But then we have offices that we owned and developed in Nashville and Huntsville, and just recently opened in Vicksburg.
Oh, really?
So we're in Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, with active projects in all four states.
Vicksburg's interesting. Why Vicksburg?
Vicksburg, seeing with the kind of national contractors have coined the mission critical work with the data centers.
Oh, okay.
And so there's kind of a corridor there.
A little corridor
of those
there. That's
projects,
right.
Yeah, that are driving our growth in that region. So our self-perform infrastructure group is finding a lot of success there.
Yeah. And that's a close. That's like right on the Louisiana Mississippi border there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we have
access
active
to the
projects.
Jackson, Mississippi workforce.
That's exactly right.
We
got work in Canton and
as
well
Rayville. As the Monroe and right. Shreveport workforce. So
that's
kind
right.
of centrally located. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, you know, these data centers. I mean, that facility's how big?
Oh, the one in Rayville, Monroe is a you know.
Over a million square feet or some crazy number
yeah,
like
and the,
that?
Yeah, it's billions and billions of dollars of construction that are all have to have, and it's happening fast. So,
Will they do any of that in off-site manufacturing?
They are. We're actually taking, we're assembling some of the utility assemblies that we're responsible for those projects in Metairie.
In Metairie and shipping it up
right.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do y'all ever utilize the river to ship stuff on barges like up north? Or I'm sure that might be in the forecast.
There's strategy mostly with the stuff that's going on in the kind of the bayou area.
Uh-huh.
There's opportunity for shipping that makes it really efficient for the build. We have a project in the shop right now that's more of a volumetric project and modular. That's an office for a riverboat facility that we're going to build. It's in the shop right now and getting delivered and craned onto a riverboat.
And then you guys just acquired Pontchartrain Mechanical this year. We were talking offline. Chuck Sardi, great guy,
yes.
knows everybody in the industry. He's run an incredible company for a long, long time. That creates a lot of synergy for you guys as well, right?
Yes. Chuck and the team at Pontchartrain have been partners of ours on projects for over 20 years, and so there's a deep relationship there. As you mentioned, Chuck's a well-known asset to Jefferson Parish.
Well-known, well-respected.
Well-respected, yeah, and so he's been running the business for 40 years.
Yep.
And so he was looking for a transition plan. We were looking to continue to diversify what they do there with their engineering and design-build approach to mechanical, electrical, and plumbing, really aligned with this Renegade delivery method and kind of fit right into the vision we have for the future of the business, and so real big benefit to us and the organization, and we also think the legacy JP company staying here in Jefferson Parish aligned with our new facility it was a really good fit.
Yeah, I did a little off-site manufacturing way back in the 70s for my uncle's air conditioning company. I built plenums and ductwork.
Still doing that
off-site, and it's still done that way, right? Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love hearing about the incredible things that you guys are doing over at Renegade, and congratulations for all of the successes, and obviously the partnership with JETCO being critically important to that as well. And I love when things just fall in place, the dots get connected, and it's just forward moving all the time, and that's what it seems like relative to Renegade. So congratulations to the entire team there, and thank you for locating in Jefferson Parish.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's exciting for us. We, a lot of our team is born and raised right here in Jefferson Parish, so to be able to have the regional impact that we're having from home is really a great feeling and wonderful thing to be a part of, and to do it here at home is something that we're extremely proud of.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. That was Nick Maldaner, Renegade COO. We will be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are broadcasting live from the Pontchartrain Center for the JETCO's annual luncheon. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Are you ready to feel the joy of the season? Well, WWL invites you to kick off your holidays at the 4th Annual Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade. It rolls through the French Quarter in downtown New Orleans this Saturday, starting at 11 a.m. It's going to be fantastic. Longer route, custom throws, 30 custom design floats, high-flying helium balloons, including a 30-foot Santa, and your favorite holiday characters, plus dozens of New Orleans' beloved marching groups and marching bands. Plus, you might just catch throws from Scoot and Ian and others. Bring the family and celebrate the season of giving and gratitude at the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade, Saturday starting at 11 a.m., all in partnership with the Downtown Development District and Kern Studios. Celebrate the season with WWL. And we also want to thank again all of the generosity of all of our listening audience who joined us for day one of the Manning Family Children's Light Up the Season Radiothon yesterday. We are so grateful for your generous donations. And for those that still would like to donate, you can call 888-780-8811 or text NOLA Kids to 34984 or giving at manningchildrens.org/radiothon, because giving feels awesome. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we're going to visit with Guy Williams. We'll talk about a number of really interesting things. We'll also visit with Cynthia Lee Shang, the president of Jefferson Parish, and we'll talk about the state of the parish and the economy and what's happening as we approach the end of 2025 and begin to enter 2026. In the 12 o'clock hour, the LED secretary for the state of Louisiana, Susan Bourgeois, and Violet Peters, Jefferson Convention and Visitors Bureau president as well. A lot more coming your way. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.